Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, you know, sport diving or scuba diving has been known to become very popular in this country, and it's estimated that we have over 3 million divers here today, these days. And joining us today to tell us a little bit about some of the hazards and dangers and variety of injuries that can be associated with scuba diving is Derek Cooney. He's the Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine and Undersea and Hyperbaric Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Cooney. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. So what can go wrong? I mean, when we talk about diving, what are some of the hazards or the injuries we can sustain?
So usually when we talk about problems under the water, we're talking about pressure-related injuries. And those can be as simple as problems with your ears, sinuses, or even something we call mass squeeze. Those are all pretty minor things, although they can cause major problems under the water if we don't notice them when the divers are going up and down in the water. However, the main things that we're concerned about, especially in the way of getting those patients proper treatment, are things we refer to as decompression illness or sickness, and that includes standard DCS as well as something known as arterial gas embolism.
Well, let's start. It's DCS or decompression sickness. Is that what we normally would have called the bends, so to speak?
That's exactly right. It's the bends. And we've known about the bends for many, many years, obviously, since the time that men and women have been traveling under the water and diving bells and solid helmets.
So what actually happens? I mean, when we say you've got the bends, what's happening to you?
Basically, you're breathing air. People sometimes say, well, how's your oxygen level underwater? Divers know that's not true. They're breathing air, which means only 21% of that is oxygen. The rest is predominantly nitrogen. And nitrogen, when under pressure, dissolves well into your blood. But as we come back up and decrease the pressure, the nitrogen comes out of solution, forms bubbles, and those bubbles can cause blockages in your blood flow, which can lead to stroke, problems with your spinal cord, and even in some other cases, lungs and heart.
So it can literally cause death.
It can literally cause death, yes.
And how is that different from the arterial gas embolism you were talking about?
Well, arterial gas embolism can be caused in something from the bends, just that simple process. However, it can also happen if we damage our lungs coming up. Divers know not to hold their breath when they ascend because they can literally pop their lung and get the blood supply infused with air at that time, that air can be pumped directly to the brain and they can have a stroke.
Wow. So there are a lot of precautions, it would seem to me, that you'd have to take and know in order to dive safely.
Yes, ma'am. And following dive profiles properly, not being too risky underwater, not going engaging in deep dives that you're not really qualified for or ready to dive are the main issues. But we do dive medical physicals and screening as well to try to help prepare divers, make sure they understand some of their physical limitations that may be associated with their own personal health.
So you say we do. So you're saying Upstate offers some medical screenings for people before they actually undertake a dive?
Absolutely. In fact, we have five physicians here who are already part of the Divers Alert Network referral base specifically to treat and pre-screen divers.
Are there risk factors associated with people getting the bends, for example? In other words, is age a factor? If you're older, are you more likely? Or if you have a pre-existing condition like some kind of heart condition or high blood pressure, would those predispose you to getting the bends more than someone else?
Now, we're not certain if age specifically or even some of these other medical problems, it could be an issue under the water, directly put you at higher risk for the bends, per se. However, as we get more life experience or age, and we have other medical problems, we can have medical issues on dry land. Those same problems can occur at depth, which pose a much greater health risk if you have to undergo an uncontrolled ascent, in which case you could get the bends or an arterial gas embolism. For those reasons, it may be significantly higher risk.
Okay, so they can really interfere, or what you're saying, let's get back to this idea of an uncontrolled ascent. Those are the circumstances under which you could basically get either of the bends or the arterial gas embolism. Is that correct?
You can get it without an uncontrolled ascent, but that is the most dangerous part of diving.
So what are some common sense prevention that you can undertake then?
Well, I would like to tell all certified divers to remember their their training. And remember that they need to plan their dives accordingly. They need to make the shortest dives or at the end of their trip. They shouldn't fly directly after their trip. So if you're in the Caribbean and you've had 3 days of diving, you shouldn't hop the plane right after your last dive for obvious reasons. You could actually get the bends in the aircraft, which would be a terrible thing. We recommend they don't drink on these trips and that they take the medications that their pre-screening physician has told them are appropriate to take during the dive trip. Usually that includes all their medicines, but diabetics do have to pay close attention to the effects of diving that they've had in the past. Because it does change the way their medicines work, potentially, if they're under enough pressure.
So what do you do to treat someone? Let's say you get an emergency call, someone comes in, and what are some of the kind of hallmark aspects of treatment?
Well, when we hear that someone's had neurologic change after a dive, especially on ascent, and that's usually telling us that they have DCS or an air gas embolism, those patients need to be rushed immediately to a center with hyperbaric oxygen treatment. We're one of the only centers in this area. In fact, for the entire half of this state of New York, we're the only 24-hour emergency center that can treat these patients. So obviously we get a lot of referrals and conversations with doctors around the country. People may have not been diving in our community, but they've flown back from places, or they've had DCS, but they didn't recognize it as such until the deficit didn't go away. And at that point, we need to hurry them over for assessment and then hopefully treat them.
I don't want to run out of time. I have two quick questions along those lines.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the treatment exactly? When you say hyperbaric, what do? You put them in a chamber and change the pressure somehow?
That's exactly what we do. So we do something called the U.S. Navy Table 6 dive for most of our patients, which means we put them back to a significant amount of pressure, decompress all of those bubbles, wash it out with oxygen, so they breathe 100% oxygen while in our chamber, and then we bring them up slowly on a controlled ascent to ensure that we have removed all that gas from the vessels so that they're out of danger.
That's amazing. So, in fact, what you're doing is you're replicating the dive, but you're doing it in a controlled way.
In essence, that's exactly what we're
doing. And clearing all those dangerous little bubbles out of their bloodstream.
That's exactly right.
That's very interesting. So we do that here. You do that here at Upstate Medical University. Does that happen frequently in this, in a given year, do you see many patients?
We see a number of patients related to that. Many of them are actually diving in other communities. But we also see technical divers, and we provide support to some of the tactical and technical dive teams in the area.
That's very interesting. So, basically, what are some of the signs or symptoms? How would you know you had the bends, for example, when you said that those symptoms wouldn't go away?
When symptoms arise that are any neurologic condition at all, numbness, tingling, weakness, confusion, if someone blacks out near the surface, all of these things are reasons to be evaluated immediately. If any of these symptoms continue, that patient needs immediate therapy.
Wow. Well, it's very reassuring to know that we have that kind of a facility and that kind of capability here in Central New York, and for people who are even traveling in and out of or from somewhere else coming to Central New York. So I think that you've gotten the message out that it's here, but also that people need to be very careful and take the adequate precautions when they do diving, because it can be quite life-threatening,
in fact. And prevention and screening are the key, and then always using safe diving practices.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much. My guest has been Dr. Derek Cooney. He's Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine and Undersea and Hyperbaric Medicine at Upstate. And we'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air right after.